Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Olitha Devane, a Maryland-based artist who recently received a grant from New York's Art Matters Foundation, which awards artists for ongoing work that breaks ground aesthetically and socially. Olitha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I wondered if you could describe some of the sculptures you make in particular, why you make them and what they mean to you.
Well, my basis for a lot of the work that I do is looking at this notion of spirituality and how is it that I can translate that into what I call a body of work that's related to prayer.
And your objects often feel very embodied. They feel sacred. They feel like something to devote yourself to.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I often think about is, you know, as Africans, how we came here. You know, we came with a great deal of spirituality, and a lot of times the things that I look at are the way materials kind of convey the meanings. Essentially, when I look at the things that have happened throughout the country with a number of artists, is looking at the way that they approach that material side of things, whether it's figuratively or, you know, using some of the emblematic symbols that we see in African art.
And as a Black American artist, I think you're motivated, and I can see it in your work, to bring both the aesthetics and the ideas that subtend African art to an American audience. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a little bit more about your motivation to do that and what it's brought to you as an artist?
I've been interested in voodoo, if I had to really pick a religion, mainly because the objects that were created were imbued with spirit. And so looking at Haitian art, for the most part, and its transition from Africa to the islands, it really is about looking at how the object, again, conveys a certain idea.
And so, do you believe that your objects contain a spirit and a feeling and something that's perceptible and that emanates from them?
I hope so. I mean, that's why I make them. That's why I do them, because it is that kind of energy that really begins to have a specific meaning to me. Materials have, as I said before, a specific meaning to me.
So a Black American artist who's interested in continental Africa, traditions of voodoo, the spirit, objects that contain that spirit. If you imagine a 14, 15, 16-year-old walking into an exhibition and encountering these spirit-imbued objects, what's the effect that you imagine or would hope that those objects would have on that young person?
I hope that as they look at them, they realize that they're storytelling pieces, because there is a lot of emphasis on what I call the mythology. There's one piece that I have that's called The Woman Who Married a Snake, and it's really kind of weird. But you can see all the various elements in that piece because, you know, it's pretty visible. It's pretty clear, you know, that there's something going on with this particular piece.
So you imagine a lot of decoding and self-reflection.
Yes, I hope so. That's essentially where I'm at.
Olitha, thank you very much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
You can see Olitha Devane's work on her website, olithadevane.com. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.